comments to the board by emailing public comments at ambassadorsanchez@charter2.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability from the accommodation notice below. Reminder, as a slide by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website.
Thank you. I'm now calling this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Marco Rennie?
Here.
Julie Hedges?
Here.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Here.
Philip Green?
Here.
And board member Lopez is absent today.
Morning, Senators, roll call.
Thank you, Board President. This is Jillian Rojas from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Center, can you please unmute your line for the roll call? Do I have a representative for Fresno on the line?
Yes, you do. My name is Susan Barola.
Thank you, Susan. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. You can place your line back on mute.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll now move to Pledge of Allegiance. Julie Geiges will now lead us.
Please join me as we salute the flag of our country.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'll move to staff introductions, starting with corporate.
Thank you very much, President Rennie, members of the board, Learning Center's online staff and attendants and guests. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Good afternoon, Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Goggin Deep Gill, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Darren Bauer, COO. Good
afternoon, Bill Thompson, Attorney for the School.
Good afternoon, Geeta Sharifi. I'm the CFO with LLAC.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Amy McIntosh, Regional Director of Student Services.
Who's ever here and we'll be presenting.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Catherine Catania, Director of Leadership Development.
Good afternoon, Shakola Green, Principal.
Good afternoon, Sandra Loretto, Assistant Principal. Excuse me.
And good afternoon, all. Rafi Aguilar, Director of State Programs.
Good afternoon, Ricky Light, Community Progress Manager.
Okay, anyone else who we miss? If not, we'll move forward to item E, approving the agenda for the April 16th meeting, which is this one right here. I need a motion to that effect.
So moved, Phil Julian.
Thank you, Giacomazzi. A second motion.
It moved and seconded. Any additions? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We'll now move to item F, the minutes of the February 26, 2026 meeting. Need a motion to that effect.
I so move.
Second, Philip Lean.
Moved and seconded. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes from February 26? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Now moving to item two, consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member, to be discussed and considered for action separately. There's two items on the consent agenda that the board will need to split those and discuss either one of them individually. If not, I would need a motion then to accept the consent agenda items.
Jackie Giacomazzi, I feel moved.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to item three, public comment. Raj.
At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions for staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting.
Have we been contacted by any members of the public that wish to discuss this with us?
This is Rashmeet Kaur to report that there is no written comments, but we do have a parent in attendance today, Adeline Villegas, that would like to address the board.
Okay, great. You're prepared to address the board?
Yes.
Okay. There will be a block up there because you have that 3 minutes that Raj just mentioned. Thank you for being here.
Here, just because I want to know why my daughter didn't get a voice or answer, why she was, I guess, assigned to stay by state and learning that one to the school that she was previously assigned to. So when I did call Gage, I think that's the name.
Yes. Skill.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
No, no, it's okay.
So I did call her, and she did mention to me that it was a leadership decision, and that's the reason why she has to go only Monday and Tuesday. And I just want to know why she wasn't, why is the reason why she has to go Monday and Tuesday, but she doesn't get to pick Tuesday and Wednesday. I did mention to Mr. Laredo that I do have family issues and family, and that's the reason why I can only take her Tuesday and Wednesday. She did mention to me that the other incident that we have with another student at that school, even then my daughter didn't do anything to that student at that school. She still picked Monday and Tuesday. She did mention to me that she can do Monday online, and then she needs help, she can do Thursday. But my daughter doesn't learn that way. She has to be present in order for her to learn. I did take her out already from that school. I dropped her from that school. She is going to go to another school, but I just want, why is it that Miss Loretta didn't, and I actually wanted to show her, like, okay, if I show you that my daughter didn't do anything to this girl, would it change her days? She said, no, it's not going to change due to safety. But if my daughter didn't do anything, I wouldn't know why is my daughter just going to those Monday and Tuesday. So I want an answer. Why is she still getting picked for those days if she didn't do nothing? Especially getting escorted from the security, even though she wasn't doing anything wrong. And being forced to talk to Mrs. Loretto that day. And I know that there has to be an adult present for her to be able to talk to my daughter, not being forced to talk to her, even though she didn't want to. Yes, my daughter did got in, like, mad and everything. She did cuss at her, so I apologize for that. She did feel overwhelmed. She does have anxiety. So I just want an answer to why this was decided, especially if the mom that called in pointed out fingers that my daughter did something to their daughter, which it was never confirmed, or anything like that. So I just want an answer. That's it.
Thank you. Your 3 minutes is up, but let me give you another minute to conclude.
Okay. The only thing I want is just an answer to why that was decided, even though it was a leadership decision, which that doesn't answer my question.
Well, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for hearing me.
Yes. Thank you for being here. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
We will now move forward into goal reports and information, starting with the finance update.
Thank you, board. So I'd like to walk the board over the update for the line of credits that the school maintains. This document is updated as of March 30th, 2026. As you see on this document, also in your packet, that the school maintains $1.5 million of line of credit with Hanmi Bank at an interest rate of 7.25%. That interest rate is fluctuates throughout the fiscal year. So if any changes, I'll notify the board. And the expiration date shows here May 3rd, 2026. However, the bank is working to put together the new documents. That's why that is not updated, but we don't see any issues for extending the line of credit with Hanmi Bank. As you see, also, we do calculate all the requirements, the ratios is called under covenant for the bank to ensure to show the school, the bank, that the school maintains good financial health, so it can tap into the line of credit. Currently, the school has not drawn from this line of credit. And then underneath that, you see LLAC's update. That is the line of credit that the school maintains with LLAC, which was through a promissory note for this fiscal year approved at a fixed rate of 6% for $750,000. So on both of these line of credits, the school has not drawn anything at this time. And if ever necessary, obviously, we'll look at other sources if there's any lower interest rate anywhere out there and use it as needed. So with that, I conclude my finance update. But if any questions from the board, I'd be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you, Geeta. Any questions for Geeta? Hearing none, let's move on to principal update. Jacola.
Yes, good afternoon, board. Just a couple. This is a short update. Next slide. Yay. I have to say the ambassador team, with Chandra's leadership, has focused on absenteeism and student engagement, and it's evident in our overall 91% ADA and our 4.5 credit average and our 2.52 core credit average. So the staff has put in a lot of intentional professional work learning and made some expectation commitments and are holding our students accountable, and our students are showing up and doing the work. So I want to celebrate that team. Next slide. We did take a field trip to Second Space Theater to see, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce that, but it was
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah. Yes. And just always trying to expose our students to different art forms, and live theater is something that's very rich in the Valley, so trying to get there multiple times a year has been a whole. Bye. Imago workshops are done once monthly by our Golden State counselor as well as our school counselor. And these workshops cover different skills from social emotional to work readiness. The topics for the last two were interviewing appearance and hygiene, making sure students know how to show up and look presentable for an interview, and then healthy relationships. The themes are ever changing, and it's been one of our successful initiatives this school year. You can see a picture, it's a packed house each time, and students are learning those skills needed for when they exit high school and they don't have, you know, the amount of support they receive when they're teens. Next slide. Sonia K Day at Fresno State. Sonia K Day is a day to emphasize mathematics in youth. Our focus this year with our work with DA has been increasing mathematics. Mathematics is usually a subject that I know I shied away from, and many students do, but I will say Ambassador has transformed this school year with their math completion, and our lead math teacher has had a lot of enriching opportunities for students to engage in math on the weekends and field trips. And so you keep doing with one of those, and you see a student doing different activities and working with a little robot graph looking thing. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me, because again, math is not my strong suit, but he had a blast, and our students are really achieving in their scores and increasing in their progress in math. So we are very thrilled. And that concludes the principal updates.
Thank you, Shikola. Do we have questions for Shikola?
Any comments?
Yes.
I'm going to see Cyrano de Bergerac Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
I have no idea what it was about. Honestly, to who?
Well, so I will say our staff that are chaperoning kind of spearhead are not only are they theater buffs, they actually participate in a lot of the local theater. So they have the ins and outs. They get to do tours. They know the whole production. I don't think, was Carly or Carly went in case. Yeah, so the two, they perform with the theater, so they're able to set the students up for success and explain everything, and it's very
on the window.
Yeah, explain it before they went. So they doubt them. I'm sure the students wouldn't have any understanding, but they, their passion comes alive when they're there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Was it in English?
Yes.
Old English. Old English.
Yes.
Any comments or thoughts? Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Ricky White, please.
Thank you, Board. I'm going to be talking about the Community School Partnership Program. It's our second year of implementation at Ambassador. Next slide, please. Some funding highlights that we have. Staff and personnel. We our Golden State Counselor, CTE teacher, we have provided funding for that, which is doing an outstanding job for guiding our students and giving them more opportunities and career pathways and social emotional learning support. We're also funding experiential learning. Shaver Lake is one of our field trips that we take, and we focus on social emotional learning, teamwork, leadership, and personal growth with the students. College and career opportunities, field trips to colleges and to work sites for career opportunities. To show real-world experiences and workforce exposure, and personal development for our staff. As you can see what they're doing with our students, we continue to encourage and build our staff up so they can provide better services for our students. Next slide, please. What's next? We still want to deepen the impact through data and measurable outcomes, expand the formalized student pathways, scale experiential learning opportunities, strengthen community partnerships and sustainability, and invest in staff development and leadership. Next slide, please. And our needs and wants. We want to sustain and strengthen the core student support, maintaining our staff, counselors, teachers, and support staff, maintaining and expand experiential learning with the SEL focus, scale access for additional students, and ensure access to college and career pathways, sustain current field trips, certifications, and CTE pathways that directly support our post-secondary readiness. Next slide. Thank you. That concludes my presentation.
Any questions for Ricky?
I'm going to comment on your resource fair that Saturday.
Oh, it's just in May.
Oh, in May. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Wrong month.
Okay.
No, it was
on item D, Kitty. You're up, Kitty.
All right. This is just to inform the board of a new award, our Career Technical Education Innovation Grant, otherwise known as CTIG. And so in March, the State Board of Education approved the awards this year. By the way, there were only 13 awards given this year for Cohort 11B. And so Ambassador was one of those 13. And as with all CTE grants, they're very specific that the funds are to supplement, not supplant, existing funds. Mm-hmm. So a lot of grants are that way. That means, like, if you already had an extra math teacher there to support students, now that you have this grant, you can't now pay that math teacher through this grant because that math teacher was already existing there. So it's supposed to be for the new innovative pathways and programs and field trips that we're doing. So if you'll move ahead, we listed there the most common allowable expenses. And there again, all focused around career technical education, conferences for both staff and students. Typically, for CTIG, these bigger grants, a lot of them you can buy large equipment. Any of these grants, if anything, it costs over $5,000. You have to get prior approval from California Department of Ed to purchase those type of inventory things. We don't anticipate an Ambassador having any of those purchases, and it also helps with student training. And then the next one, just to list a few of the most common non-allowable. So items that the district is already providing for teachers and students and schools, they would use, the district is still responsible for providing those items. However, if we were to have a very specific, like robotics career ticket, robotics room, we could buy specialized desk or chairs that were needed to run the robotics labs. So we can buy 3D printers. Those are sometimes run up around $4,000 each and those types of things. So for Ambassador Sanchez, this new award, which will run from July 1 of 26, two-year grant, to June 30th of 28, we have $274,000 to spend. And we're currently finishing spending off the current grant, which is approximately $200,000 as well. So it's a wonderful opportunity that we have been awarded these funds for our to further our career tech ed programs for the ambassador students. And again, just a shout out to LLAC and Gita for allowing 100% of the funds to be used with students and them not taking any, choosing not to take any indirect because they would be able to if they wanted to.
Thank you. Back to your
point. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you guys know that the bookmarks that I handed out, there are still four left at school that weren't done engraving today. But the bookmarks have been made for our students with the equipment that was purchased with our CTIG grant, and it's our laser engraver and cutter. So the students designed these with the help of our tutor that has been partnering with Fresno County Superintendent of Schools partner, Brian, and Brian has taught our tutor how to use the machines. She's working with the students every week, not just every third week with him. And so they're able to do things like this. We even had a paint night on Tuesday this week where we had these little light wood birdhouses and bird feeders, and we were able to cut little like flowers and like butterflies and fun little things to glue onto the birdhouses and stuff. And we personalized them. We even made little signs that said Home of the Dragons, because that's our mascot. So it was so cute. And then the other things that we also have are made with our 3D printer. And I'm going to just kind of leave these in the middle of the table if you guys would like to take them. There are some cute little ambassador dragons that are in here. And there's a lot of, like, fidgets that kids can use, and they're at teachers' desks there so that they can kind of keep their hands busy and maybe not be so distracted to be able to stay focused on work. And so we've made these with our students on our 3D printer at the school as well. So there's the twirly cats and little like beer shift things that the kids can just kind of calmly play with in their laps and kind of keep that anxiety down when they're working at school. So there are some of these that I'm going to leave here that you guys can play with that are fun and neat and interesting. And the kids that have been working with these machines, they are just excited to do it. It's fun for them, and it's the creativity that they get to have while they're doing this. It's limitless. So the teacher, or the tutor, and the Brian, the FCSS person that we work with, they have done a great job of being patient with our students that didn't have a lot of computer skills going into this, but they've been working with them to learn how to do the programming on the computer to be able to make these machines work and do these really cool things. So just wanted to be able to share that with you guys and show you what they're doing. So
well, thank you.
Yes, we're not being popular with our designer.
Yeah. And knowing that there's careers in this when they get out, and especially now with AI, you can, with the software programs, I don't know how to do any of it, believe me, but Brian has a master's in engineering.
Yeah.
Because you can tell it, I want to build a little dragon that does this, that, and the other, and it'll program it and then get the 3D printer all going with its filaments. So
I recommend you go to the site because it's phenomenal to see it in action. I don't get how it works, but
the kids do, and that's all that matters.
It's been very fun and exciting for the kids. So we're very, very happy to have the opportunity for them to learn this and do it at our site. So it would not have been
Who's Brian?
Brian is the FCS.
Yeah, Fresno County Superintendent of Schools Office. Their instructional, their STEM division. Mm-hmm. He's a teacher. Mm-hmm. He used to teach at CTEC. He has a master's in engineering. So he's working with our schools to come do STEM and robotics workshops and teach the staff and the students how to use these new tools that are the 21st century tools.
Yeah. Wonderful.
It's very neat.
Well, fortunate for us.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for this.
Yeah,
they all have your names on the back.
I know.
Yes. All right, let's move on then. Raphael.
Yes, good afternoon. We'll start off with the local control and accountability plan. And so, once again, it's always a pleasure to be here. I'm always pleased to share what's going on at the site and let you know what the school is doing. So on the next slide here, we're talking about the LCAP, and I want to talk about the accountability part because this is the area that we need to make sure that we adhere to. This report here is used to help the school track its progress and make sure that we monitor the data throughout time. In addition to that, the report that you see here, we added the 24-25 end of year data so we can make a comparison. We also added the LCAP 25-26 outcomes with metrics for the LPs 1 through 7. In addition to that, this data also is used to help us develop and write the LCAP for the 26-27 school year. And as we talk about this cycle of continuous improvement. Next slide. So what we do here is we have the LCAP, and this is an annual process. So I want to share with you what we've been doing. So you see the implementation of the plan that usually is implemented between July and August. Second thing we do is we monitor our progress. That's July to October. We keep through, follow through throughout the year. At the end of the year, close to November, December, we share out some of the progress that we have throughout the year. January, February, we start gathering this data again so that we can start being informed for the LCAP for next year. And that's where we're at right now, which is March and April. We start evaluating some of our goals, looking at our metrics, and then we start preparing for the draft of the LCAP. And then on in April, we do some feedback and adoption, and we start sharing our LCAP with our educational partners. Next slide, please. So here are from our LCAP data. Here's a couple of areas we want to focus. So goal number one, which is increase academic progress. Our graduation rate for a DAS one-year senior is 94%. In addition to that, credit completion has been at 3.9%. So we're close to our goal of 4.0 for credits in LP. So we always talk about continuous improvement. We want to continue making improvement on our NWA scores and math. We see progress every year, but we're just not where we want to be for this year on that section here. So goal number two, which is goal skills for college and career readiness. We've seen an improvement in our California dashboard for ELA. There's been a 13.7-point increase. And for mathematics, even though we have an increase, we maintain it was a 1.5. And that, again, is we have students that every year we have them for the first time every year. So that's been pretty good because we make progress with those students. We're not dropping, we're maintaining it. So that's great. In addition to that, we continue to prepare our students for the CAS. And again, we want to increase our proficiency level. Goal number three, retention. We've seen an improvement. We are at 88.5%, which exceeds our 85% outcome for the year. And our areas of focus, again, is to continue lowering the dropout rate. And for our last goal, which is increase educational partners, I want to highlight that 96% of parents feel encouraged to participate in school. And so on the flip end of that, we want to make sure that they not only increase participation, but we also want them to be engaged and provide the ongoing dialogue with our staff. So that concludes this section of my report, which is the LCAP metrics. Any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Question for Raphael. And then thank you for your report. Now I'm going to move on to Amy McIntosh, annual determination. Raphael again.
Yes. I just want to put a pause because there's two different items here. Okay. So the annual school surveys, you can see here, our participation is consistent. So our students here, we had 224 students participate, parents were 85, and our staff was 26, so we had 100% of our staff participate here. With this LCAP survey, we always share this out with our educational partners because we want to be transparent and hold our staff accountable in areas that we need to address. So moving on to the next slide, as I shared with you, this is
the tool that helps us write this comprehensive planning for our LCAP. And again, it's a reflection of our current practices and things that we need to do to address any program changes for the next school year. As I pointed out, this helps us develop the LCAP for the 26-27 school year, helping us address any needs that we have and any input we've received from the parents. In addition to that, this meets our California requirement of the school climate survey and making sure that there is some safety and connectiveness, which we always address. In addition, we're confirming that this research shows that positive school climate directly impacts indicators of success to increase teacher retention, lower dropout rates, and decrease any behaviors at schools, and obviously receive higher student achievement. Next slide. So for students here, three areas I want to highlight here. We have 99.11 of our students feel safe or reporting that they're safe at the school. In addition to that, we have 99.11% of our teachers feel that our students feel that the teachers expect them to submit work. And the last one here, they expect them to attend participation to the 100%. Next slide. So parents are telling us that they feel connected to the school. 98.2% feel they're connected to the school. And in addition to that, parents say they're encouraged to participate at 95.27%. In addition, we also have parents informing the school that they are being informed at a 98.2%. So once again, really high reports here by your parents. Next slide, which is our staff. 100% of our staff feel connected to the school, and 100% of the staff feel that all the staff treat students with respect. And the last one here, staff and teachers go out of the way to help students out at 100%. So they're all favorable here. So that concludes my report. Any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Rafael, thank you.
People are happier.
Comments? People are happier. Questions?
I appreciate the speed of that, Ralphie. Take a deep breath.
Okay, now Amy McIntosh.
Thank you, and good afternoon, board members. In support of the implementation of IDEA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter indicating the school's status related to special education compliance. You have received a copy of this letter in your board packet. For monitoring purposes, all small LEAs participate in cyclical monitoring activities to gather data around the implementation of IDEA and the provision of a free and appropriate public education in the least restrictive environment. In the 2026 monitoring year, the annual determination for Ambassador 2 has been identified as cyclical monitoring. I'm happy to share that in the 2026 monitoring, Ambassador was compliant with IEP timelines. We will continue to participate in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA that are designed to support the compliance and improvement monitoring activities for small LEAs. This concludes my section. Are there any questions from the board?
Board members, questions for Amy? Well, thank you. Appreciate that presentation.
Thank you, board.
Target deep. Vendor list.
Thank you, President Rennie. The vendor list is located on pages 272 to 273 of your board packet. The attachment is a listing of all the school's vendors with a brief description of their services. As you can see, the list includes vendors who provide varying services, including professional development, technology, healthcare, benefits, and et cetera. We present this list to the board as an informational item twice a year for your review. Please review the list for any potential conflicts of interest. If you have any questions, please reach out to myself or Bill Thompson. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone look that over. Make sure you don't have someone on there that you're affiliated with, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Future board meeting dates. There's six of them in there. Add them to your calendar.
Thanks.
August 27th, after we do our May meeting. Okay. We're going to move on to action items 5A. We're going to ask to approve the charter school's renewal application. Gargandy.
Thank you. Thank you. The CDE DAF division recently updated its recertification instructions. The renewal application process for existing application based on DAF schools for the 2026-27 accountability year and 2027 dashboard is anticipated to open later this year. LEAs and schools are encouraged to regularly monitor the CDE DAF webpage for the most current information, updates, and application timelines. Due to the recent update by CDE DAF division, they will not be asked to take action on this item right now. Due to this recent update, no action is required at this time. Staff will continue to monitor the CDE DAS webpage for the official recertification process and timeline during the 2026-27 period. This item will be brought back to the governing board for review and recommended action once additional information becomes available. Thank you.
Appreciate that. I would need a motion then to approve
that. Oh, that pass on.
Oh, that's overpassing.
That's.
Item B, Gita. Board, we ask approval. Go for it, Gita.
Thank you, board. So I'd like to walk the board over two changes that I'm recommending to the board for approval within the accounting manual for the school. As you all know, this is a fluid document, so we update it as we, enhance it. So there are two sections, and you see that red line is in your packet, so you know what changes were made. So basically, the updates make two main changes to the accounting manual, and both are meant to make transactional approvals more clear and documented system-based. First, for the checks over $25,000, the old language allowed the second facsimile signature to be used with email approval from an authorized designee. The new language replaces that email step with approval through the Microid system workflow, meaning the approval is now documented in the purchasing system rather than by a separate email. Second, for purchase orders, the old language required any purchase orders over $25,000 to be reviewed and signed by a board member. The new language replaces that with a broader electronic approval workflow in Microids for all purchase orders based on authorization limits. It also changes the board threshold so that only purchase orders over $50,000 are later sent to the board for ratification and signature. With these changes, the school is moving from a manual approval process to a formal electronic process that provides an audit trail while maintaining board oversight for larger purchases. So these are the two recommendations in the sections for the accounting manual. And if any questions, I would be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Question for Gita. Gita, how did they come up? How did you come up with the numbers at 25 and 50?
Yeah, so our it's basically when we get audited by third party or our authorizers. So they used to require $25,000 for the longest time, and they kept asking us to increase that threshold. So because in line with other public schools and other schools. So that's how we made the change. It was actually this threshold came from one of our authorizers.
Thank you. Further questions? If not, I need a motion to approve the revised Charter School Accounting Manual.
I so move. Bill Blean.
Okay, just second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. Let's move to item C. Going to be asked to approve the DON forms, prerequisite issue an emergency permit. Gagandeep.
Thank you. The Declaration of Need is a routine document stating that despite our diligent search, we may need to hire intern teachers or teachers without full English learner authorization. This includes out-of-state credentialed teachers or those credentialed before EL authorization was required. We estimate needing 5 staff members to complete their EL authorization and 2 interns without a full California preliminary credential. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions? Comments? Just to make sure we have the staffing while you're doing this, right?
Correct, correct.
Okay. Take a vote. All those in favor?
Make a motion.
I'm sorry, why don't you make a motion?
I made the motion to approve. Go ahead, just a second.
And second, any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. It's got to be this week.
It's this thing. It's this thing. It's this thing. It's distracting.
Your fault.
I'll still be subtle.
Corporate officer and four members' observations and comments.
Thank you very much, President Rennie. I just want to say how exciting it is to see all of these activities for our students are outside the classroom where they actually have opportunities to see what's happening in the community, theater. Now, I personally was involved in theater for 28 years of my life, so that is very important. And Cyrano de Bergerac is a classic, so don't let me
know that. Oh, no, yes.
Really, I want to appreciate these reports that you're giving to us because they do show what the entire concept of our schools are and how they're working. Ricky, I want to say something. When you give us a California Community Schools Partnership grant, you take it seriously. And along with your staff, you take it seriously. So these grants are being used properly through our organization. Thank you, everyone that's working with you on that. Back to you, Mr. Pittman.
Further comments from board members or corporate?
I'd just like to take a second to tell Raj special thanks for all that you do for us. We appreciate your efforts.
Amen.
I appreciate these little things. I've got a very busy little grandson that's getting all of these.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Jerry, do you have any comments?
No, sir. I'm just enjoying participating virtually, and I just want to thank you for everything.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get a fidget.
We can come next time, Jerry.
There you go.
All right. Here are the thoughts, comments. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
You can just second?
Yeah.
I'm seconded. All in favor?
Aye. I didn't say my name for you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Next meeting is May 28th, 12:30. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.